Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If you support the MAGA agenda, if you support the conservative agenda, if you support a Republican majority agenda, we have to have a speaker.
Congressman Andy Barr of Kentucky tells CNN that electing a Speaker of the House is not a personality contest. 3 weeks after the unprecedented removal of their leader, Republicans lack a nominee capable of getting the 217 votes to win the gavel. Earlier Tuesday, GOP whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota emerged as the latest frontrunner, but soon ran into familiar resistance from far-right lawmakers and dropped out of the race. Opponents, including Representative Jim Banks of Indiana, cited Emmer's vote to certify the 2020 election and his support for a bipartisan debt ceiling deal.
I can't go along with putting one of the most moderate members of the entire Republican conference in the speaker's chair.
In truth, Emmer has a very conservative record, but he was still opposed by Trump, who said voting for Emmer would be a tragic mistake.
I said there's only one person that can do it all the way. You know who that is? Jesus Christ. If Jesus came down and said, I want to be Speaker, he would do it.
Meanwhile, the House remains paralyzed with a government shutdown looming and legislation providing aid to Israel and Ukraine on hold. Former campaign Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis has pleaded guilty in the Georgia election racketeering case. Ellis was a member of the so-called elite strike force team working to overturn Trump's loss in the state.
If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
Ellis is the fourth Georgia defendant to enter a plea deal. Former Trump attorneys Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough are agreeing to testify against Trump. Dozens of states are suing Meta for harming young people's mental health. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says it knowingly designs addictive features on Instagram and Facebook.
Our children are in crisis, and it's up to us to save them.
A Surgeon General's report finds children who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media are twice as likely to express depression and anxiety. New federal legislation would block a tax break for the cost of legally suspect union-busting tactics. Elena Lopez with Communications Workers of America says companies spend millions on consultants who often threaten workers for unionizing, then claim the payments as a write-off.
Companies are actively breaking the law, and they're being rewarded for breaking the law.
And the Georgia Supreme Court has ruled the state's 6-week abortion ban is constitutional and will remain in place for now. Georgia is among 12 states that have put in so-called heartbeat bills since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.